This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I've got shows, people, and I want to see you out there. Come on out. Let's have a good time. Let's try and forget about the past 2 years. Let me give the details, all right, so you can get tickets and make plans. Coming up on January 14th, basically Friday, I'll be in Chicago at the Chicago Theater for one night only. That's January 14th at Chicago Theater, one night only. Then, January 21st and 22nd, I will be in New York City at the Beacon Theater.
Who's gonna come to New York City?
Anyway, next up after that, you can catch me at the Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia, January 28th and January 29th. All right, so more shows are being added, but just keep checking my website, russellpeters.com, for updates. And now, please enjoy the show.
Oh my God, you're between the lighters. Now I see what you're seeing there.
No, I'm not seeing the giant ashtray from the 70s.
What the ashtray looks like, I know you see it.
No, it looks like those are like terrible, frightening things coming out of the couch.
No, those are scuff marks from people's shoes.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And they look three-dimensional, like they're going to stab.
Or it could also be
ashes.
Over here?
Yeah.
I see. I thought you were seeing some of the ashtray that I was seeing.
So I'm going to tell you, I have a 100-year-old house.
Right.
And it's very sexist, and I feel bad saying this, Courtney, but that house should have come with a husband.
Really?
Because more things are wrong with it, and I feel like having an old house...
It sounds like that house is a husband.
It is. No, that's so funny. I was going to say, it's literally, I feel like a very sick old man married me for my money.
Right.
But I realized, I said, I don't know how much it costs, how much husbands go for these days. I know how much they go away for, but I don't know how much they go for. How many stories is it?
Yeah.
Two.
Because a lot of times they would build those really high,
yeah,
like two, three, four-story houses back in the 100 years ago.
But they literally asked me, they're like, oh, I'm like, I'm not kidding you. It has a tiny basement. This is true. I was like, oh my God, the heating has not worked in 3 weeks and it's getting really cold and we can't get any of the televisions to work. So I called someone and I'm not kidding. The television was unplugged and the panel of the air conditioner or whatever, that it ran out of batteries. That's what it was. And then they asked me, they're like, where's the heater? And I was like, did you watch Sabrina? Was that your favorite character? I don't know where the heater is.
Would you like a black stuffed cat?
You want some pussy? I mean, black stuffed cat.
Black pussy. Speaking of which, Kim Whitley. No.
Wow. Da, 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 da. And that's why he's on network television. speaking of, you know, the thing about you is your instinct is so truly funny to go for the funniest thing ever. And it happens so quickly that at times you must go, uh-oh.
I do that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The worst time is when we're arguing and I'm like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Have you had a good couples counselor?
No, we don't need it. We figure it out, her and I.
You do?
Yeah. This one and I figure it out. The rest of them, I'd be like, bye.
Bye-bye.
Really good fighter. Yeah.
The
only person who ever likes couple counseling is the one that the counselor agrees with.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, she was really intuitive and smart. She's like an empath. She totally could see us. And I'm like, ugh, wrong.
I think Russell learned after the 4-pack picture you just saw that.
The fact that you put it, you formatted it into a 4-pack.
I did that on purpose because people were like,
who is she, by the way? Were you very affected by Snow White as a child? Because they all look like
apparently
it was visual.
It's like I wanted them to look Indian, but not Indian Indian.
You want them to look Indian, but a very white version of Indian.
Which one is this?
That's Allie, the one you just met.
Hey, where's her hand?
Can't you see the ring?
Underneath hers.
Wait, is that her boob?
Yes, actually it is.
Jesus.
It's above the ring. I just
realized that, yeah.
God.
Did you? Oh, yeah, right.
It's beautiful.
You know what's funny? This friend of mine got married, and her wedding invitation was she was dressed as a mermaid, and his hands were over her boobs. And I'm like, oh, like the Midwestern family almost fainted.
A mermaid?
Are you having a big wedding?
Not too big, like a couple hundred people.
Not COVID-y wedding.
Yeah, no, a couple hundred people.
It's her second marriage.
No, it's her first.
Oh.
That's why I'm marrying her.
Why?
Well, not that
small. Well,
why, but
I'm also, Allie's no dummy and she wants to get to Canada.
Well, okay?
you're being used, but by a very lovely girl.
That's fine. As long as she gets it. The health care, she's happy.
I know. I just get hotter and hotter because of my Canadian citizenship. It doesn't matter how old I am. They're like, yes.
And flashes. But.
And what?
And hot flashes. I get hotter and hotter because of menopause, but I mean. I should turn that heat lamp off above you.
That's very is there even a heat lamp on? I thought it was just me.
See, I wanted to make you feel like you were getting onset, early onset.
Early onset. Yeah. Very early. I always say, there's this horrible store called Chico's.
I know that my mom shops there.
I'm sorry.
That
story.
My mom legit will be like, I want to go to Chico's.
Really?
And see if anybody has any coupons.
Oh, my God. First of all, it's all about coupons, but they don't even have actual sizes. It's like 1, 2, and 3. But the sizes should be like menopause, facial hair, like, I mean, vagina. Like, those should be.
Vagina.
Do you have this in a vagina? Yeah, that's what the age.
That's hilarious.
Thank God Courtney's here. That's all I have to say. That's the name of this show. Are you signaling your mother to come out?
I'm signaling a man from Montreal.
Hey. How are you? Happy New Year.
Angela, you got
You brought some health food over for us?
Bring me some smoked meat.
Angela, what I got for you?
Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Ange goes into his
voice.
Hey, he can sit in my spot. He's funny.
All right.
No.
Okay. No, it's another mic.
Go to the bathroom. Okay. And she's sit here and interview Russell.
I brought pizza. Hi, honey. How are you?
He brought pizza. What is the
price? Polly, what's going on, Polly?
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, guys. Angelo Sarukas just walked in. If you're listening right now, I'll keep talking while everybody's doing the introductions behind me.
Angelo's here with pizza.
And
here, Russ.
Hey, Malaga.
Oh, you haven't seen pizza yet?
No.
No, you're right here. That's Caroline.
So you're going to be hot. You want me to turn the heat lamp off?
Yeah, come sit over here.
Come sit over here.
Yeah. No, it won't be as hot over there, Ange. That's what I was thinking.
Let's go. I'll sit here.
Well, if you sit where, hey, listen, Ange, if you sit where Bill is, then you don't have to hold the mic and you can hold your pizza.
Yeah, I'll do that.
No, it's okay. I can do both.
This side's fat guy friendly.
I'm good here. I like it better with the edge.
Okay.
I'm good, Bill.
Okay. You okay?
Ange can lean and eat now.
Can I top one off real quick?
Yeah, please do. Help yourself, Billy Ham Sauce.
How's it going, Russell?
Angie.
You're fine, young man.
Oh, Russell.
So Angelo Sarukas just walked in. He walked in eating a pizza.
And everyone left.
Clean
the room. Hey, just like my comedy, I walk in, boom, everybody's gone.
Yeah. You shouldn't walk in with pizza.
I know. Everybody saw the pizza, and they're like,
now I'm like, look at that pizza.
So how did you get onto Larry Horowitz, man?
We were talking about my favorite comics, Canadian comics, and he's one of my favorite Canadian comics.
He is. Yep.
We were talking about Mike McDonald right before that.
Larry's a legend. He's the one that told me to never change my name. He goes, don't change your name. Make fun of it.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Larry was so funny. I could watch Larry every time he headlined. I would watch him.
But the McChicken and the McBag Trick and McBarf and the McFucking Alley.
Yeah, when he went to McDonald's, he said they're so dumb at McDonald's. Like, can I get a chicken sandwich? We don't have a chicken sandwich. We have a McChicken sandwich. All right, can I get the McChicken sandwich and put it in the McBag and
so I can go McBarf?
So I can go McBarf in the McAlley.
Remember he did the there's one thing he did.
Oh, the blood pressure test.
Blood pressure thing. He did it at a corporate and he shit his pants for real.
Yeah. He used to do this thing about sitting in the doctor's office.
And he shit his pants.
And can we get to the story how he shit his pants? And she's obsessed with him shitting his pants. And you got to use the mic too, Malaka. That's
why
I said to sit there, Puzo, so that way.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Oh. I thought we were just talking.
No, yeah, with microphones, Malaka. What do you mean?
Okay.
Is that Jesus Trejo on TV, Eddie?
What was that?
Oh, shit.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, never mind his joke anyway.
Also, we're still alive.
You can watch it on YouTube. Just put Larry Horowitz, doctor's office, and you'll see it.
No, no, fine.
What are we at?
An hour.
Yeah, we're good. This is our non-camera episode because
Caroline
didn't want to do a camera today because she didn't come camera ready. So, and that's fair, you know. It's a lady. When a lady, ladies want to look their best as they can. So,
she's awesome.
She's fucking great.
She's awesome. I started the festival once in Montreal, and then we were in Australia together. She's really cool. Montreal girl, by the way.
Yeah, we talked about that.
From Montreal. I don't know. I came late to the party. Sorry, guys. I didn't know you were doing your podcast today. Yeah. I got Danielle's pizza. It's really good.
Danielle's. Where's that?
The one over by my old house on Laurel Canyon. They're Lebs. They're really good.
It's Lebanese pizza? Lebanese? Yeah, I do, actually. It looks so damn good.
This is a good Brian one.
It's not a visual medium, but keep eating pizza.
Right? Yeah. But, I thought I was going to bring in Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I go, Chick-fil-A, that pizza's better.
Pizza's better.
And I brought the girls a little cheese pizza for the kids.
It's very good of you.
Did Alina come too?
Yeah.
Alina's here. Olivia's here. The dog's here.
I brought the dog. Alina came. So how was everybody's? Okay, I know I came late to this, but how was everybody's New Year's?
We didn't talk about it. It was good. Mm-hmm. What did you do New Year's, Billy?
I was in the desert. Went to a friend's house. I was home by 10:30 by myself, and just sleep by 12:30.
No party to plan on New Year's.
No party planning that day, and then my friend came in New Year's Day.
You still got that Indian kid working for you?
Yeah, Paul. It's great.
Yeah,
and you met Myra at the show. Remember, she's the lawyer.
You gotta put the mic towards your face.
Yeah. So she sent me. She got engaged yesterday. Sent me FaceTime me. She's great, and Paul was there with her.
Nice. Bill doesn't give a fuck if we're doing a podcast.
Are we on right now?
Yeah, we're still on.
Oh, hi.
How was your... Hans has a mic so we can hear him better.
Well, I don't know. I thought our guest of honor...
I was on a ship with 240 positive COVID people.
I just realized... Hold on a second. I just realized... I think Caroline's done because she's sitting at the table talking to the ladies.
Wait, you're on a ship with...
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, because the ships kept... Every ship in the world has COVID.
Oh, I know.
And the one I was on, they kept the crew and the entertainment. So the comics were negative. So we kept doing shows. And then the rest of the,
it's
you know.
A motorcycle.
Yeah. So here you go. And, we did the shows. And then United canceled my flights. And then good thing I changed my flight. I went with Alaska direct from Lauderdale to L.A. because the flight they changed, that got delayed another 2.5 hours, and they wanted me to go through Chicago. I would have got fucked because I would have gone to Chicago. I would have never made it. I would have probably been getting in now. So I changed my flight, the direct flight, and they don't have enough people to load the bags in the plane.
I don't know where all the employees went in the world.
I don't. Well, all of a sudden, there's no nobody's working. There's no work.
They found other hustles.
Apparently.
Free money. They got a taste of the free money, and then all of a sudden they're like, shit, there's still, a lot of people still getting unemployment.
I know. Yeah.
So nobody wants to work. No wonder a Big Mac's like $17.
Well, the hospitality and service business, it's
taking a shit.
You can't find people to work. And I'm in that industry, and it's just amazing now that people have found other sources to create revenue or the government subsidized or what have you. But
this is a compelling episode.
We're on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, people. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. And hey, if Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on the action of the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings daily fantasy football contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Peters and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code Peters for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fuck anymore.
The Canada. No, but think about it now. It's 2022. Canada shut down. They shut down Canada. Yeah, all those gigs are shut down. And then everything here is shut down. You can't get a fucking Big Mac. You're on a cruise ship. People are hammered with their drink packages. Nobody gives you shit. United Airlines keeps canceling their flights and rebooking you to nowhere because those fucks don't know where they're fucking going. But other than that, it's great. Happy New Year.
So the issue about the Big Mac, that's the problem.
The Mac, hey man, fast food's gone up. This is a real issue for fat people, Paul. You don't understand. For you guys, you don't care.
How much are Big Macs now?
I don't know. They're like, a Big Mac meal is what, about $20?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a Happy Meal?
Stop supersizing.
Dude, $15.
It's not 15.
It's $15, bro. Check it out. I'm gonna look right now. Get a Big Mac, fries, and a drink. It's about $13, $14. I'm telling you, it's all gone up.
I think it's $7.99.
No, it's not. In-N-Out burger still under a burger without cheese is $6.95. But yeah, but well, you're not gonna get just one Mac. You want to get a Mac. You want to get a fry. Maybe a 6-pack of nuggets. You know, you gotta add some stuff.
It's a package deal. What you're talking about? Yeah.
That's $4.89 for medium fries and a large drink. Oh wait, no.
I think he's speaking of a different $17.99 package. Yes.
It's gone up 80 cents, Ange.
Dude, it's not. How much you think? How much you think a Big Mac meal is now?
I never ordered a Big Mac, so I don't know.
No, but I'm saying
$5.
No, it's not a meal.
How much is it?
Not a meal.
It says that it's $4.89 for just the sandwich, and then with the fries and the drink, it's an extra 80 cents. So that's
$5.
Yeah.
No, it's not, guys.
$5.60.
No, you're wrong.
It says in 2021.
No, you're wrong.
Not 2020.
I'm telling you right now, you're wrong.
How much is a gallon?
I'm telling you right now, a Big Mac meal now is about $12 to $14.
Hey Siri,
check it out.
What's the current price of a Big Mac combo at McDonald's?
They're always going to tell you the cheapest. No.
One possibility I see is Davenport's restaurant on Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, God.
The fuck you give me Davenport's? No.
The Davenport's might be $17.99 for a Big Mac.
Hey, Siri. What is the current price of McDonald's Big Mac combo?
At market close. McDonald's closed at $260.
No, you fucking...
Oh, my God.
See, Dave.
It's $5.99, Ange. Yeah.
A Big Mac meal is $5.99.
Why are you giving $17.99, my friend?
You guys are retarded. No, you guys are wrong. You're wrong.
He's buying a multi-package.
It's not $5.99, guy. Maybe in Oklahoma, it's $5.99. Let me tell you something right now. No, you guys are all wrong.
You were in Mexico, no, we're in Jamaica. Of course, it's going to be more money.
Big Mac meal in Los Angeles. You didn't even give me the right thing. Big Mac meal, Los Angeles.
How much do you pay for a gallon of gas, Angela?
Dude, $6 a gallon here.
What?
Yes, on Laurel Canyon, it's $6.
No, it's down to $4 something.
Has it gone to $4 now?
It's like $4.50.
I've been around. It's $4.99 on Laurel Canyon.
What, the gas or the
Yes, the gas. Mac. Regular gas is $4.99.
Big Mac meal, $5.99.
And Big Mac meal price. It says Big Mac meal, $5.99. You know what? They are whores because that's exactly what it's not. $5.99. Go to McDonald's and get it for $5.99.
Can you show me that $17.99 meal that you purchased?
And you're adding everybody's meal onto this price. Maybe McDonald's now when you go for the family.
Oh, meals include medium fries and soft drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's called a meal.
Yeah, McDonald's. Yeah. You know what? You know what? Let me tell you something, Bill. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. Absolutely not, man. Go to McDonald's and tell me. Freaking and Australia, yeah, they pay $26 an hour for minimum wage. So you have to pay like $30 for a Big Mac meal there. That's what I meant, Australia. In Australia, you're paying $18.
And he thought of Australia because we need a Big Mac meal. It's where it goes. It goes down under.
It goes down under. Come on, guy.
Come on, guy.
Come on, guy. Yeah. So
anyway, Caroline's coming back. We can wrap it up now when she gets here.
We can wrap it up with Caroline. Caroline. Oh, Caroline. Oh, doggies are following.
Caroline, have you ever done Caroline's in New York?
Of course I have. Everyone always thought it was my club. I'm not going to feel bad that I leave the room. There's hysterical laughter for that. I'll say, Courtney, yucking it up. Not since vagina have I heard her laugh at heart. Then I go out with your lovely wife and your lovely wife almost, right? And another lovely girl. We're all yucking it up out there.
So. And you, I heard that.
So you're a cancer.
I'm a cancer.
On society.
Uh-huh.
You heard me.
I have a line of astrological cards.
Do you?
And the cancer one is, dear cancer, I'm the one who got hurt. Why are you crying?
I like that.
Because you're softies.
What's the Libra one?
I'm cusp. I'm cusp though, Caroline. I'm cancer / Gemini. Four minutes past midnight, 22nd of June.
Oh, yeah.
Explains.
Did you drink coffee, Caroline?
No.
Oh.
Just chocolate.
I was going to have Ange read your cup.
Thank you, Virgo, for pointing that out.
He can read the cup.
I read
a cup?
Yeah, I do.
Cancers are very intuitive. You don't need a cup. You could read it.
No,
you're an empath.
It's really weird when he does it. Fucking
I did.
Me.
I read. Okay, so you've had your experience with Greeks.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
And
wow. Which is interesting that you got pregnant.
And
Greek weddings. Yes.
This is an old.
That go into the first year of anniversary. Uh huh. Yeah.
And my mom's mother's great great grandmother in Asia. There was some gypsies and shit going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at 11 years old, I knew they'd read. I got an aunt in Montreal that reads them. They all read the coffee grinds, the Greek coffee. I know how to do it, but I never make it a deal, right? But I do it. So here, in one of Russell's past lives here, they all want me to read their cups, and I read. Russell won't let me read it anymore, and
it's weird.
I actually read
this
it once.
This podcast is so long. He's had a past life just within this entire.
Yeah, that's right, the whole thing. And I read it once. I was with a friend of mine who's an actress at the Great Greek on Ventura, and this lady saw me reading her cup, my friend's cup. She was reading my cup. I was just do it for fun, but people.
I've had men read my cups, but anyway,
I'm sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure.
I've had men breed with your cups,
Meg Ryan was there with her manager, and her manager got me to read their cups, and this was about 14, 15 years ago, I guess it was. And it's before she broke up with Dennis Quaid, and I saw it in her cup.
Was Russell Crowe in her cup?
I saw the whole thing. And then Barbara was a producer, kept going back to the Great Greek saying, who's that guy? The guy that reads the cups. And the guy goes, who are you talking about? That guy, the big guy, the guy's a comic. He reads coffee cups. And I did it. They wanted to pay me. I wouldn't take the money. And she said they bought me my lunch. And then what happened was I do it for fun.
Right.
But people in LA take it. And Russell won't let me read his. I'll read them, and then people don't want me to read them again. They're like, no, you're not reading my cup again.
Well, you're not supposed to say, you're not supposed to have a bad cup of coffee. You can't really.
No, I never do bad readings.
It's not about being bad. You know what it is? It's about being accurate. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah. It's.
Why? What has he said to you that came true?
Well, one time in 2009, I was dating this girl. And
I'm getting a psychic flash. She had dark hair, a boob job, tiny features, a huge ass, and she was a teeny weeny bit of a gold digger. Go on.
She was the one on the top right.
Yeah. Which your friend tried to swipe as if they are sold as a group of four. That's the worst part ever.
Uh-huh. I got him at Costco.
Wow.
Costco. So I was dating this girl. I was really into her.
Whoa.
And
just for a minute, and then we had a baby.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I asked Ange to read my cup. So he reads my cup, and he says, I keep seeing an M getting in the way of this relationship.
Yeah, marriage.
No, and I was like, her ex-boyfriend, Malcolm. Malcolm was her ex-boyfriend. Fuck, I knew this motherfucker would get in the way. And she's like, I don't know. I just see an M. I don't see a gender. I just see an M. This M is going to be the reason you won't be together. And I'm like, this motherfucker. And this was July of 2009. I'm like, damn. Well, anyway, we're together until December of 2009. We break up. And then 2 days after we break up, I meet my daughter's mother, Monica. And I'm like, wow, that was fucking wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
This wasn't Malcolm. It was Monica. I see an M.
So the similarities to the M.
Yes.
You know what else then he saw? A lot of M's going away for money.
Yeah,
that's what that
millions.
Was. Uh-huh. Millions of
M
money.
For millions.
I see an M, but it's getting smaller and smaller. And
then
smaller.
Migraines.
Yeah.
We can continue.
Remember when you read my name?
Yeah, I can't remember. What did I say?
It's a cruise ship. coming in or out. I'm like, what the fuck, a cruise ship? And I met this girl in Florida. We met up, and then she wanted me to drop her off at her cruise ship where she was leaving the next day. That was like a month later. It's like, what the fuck? And all I could think about is Angelo's stupid.
The readings. Right. They think I'm crazy until the shit happens to them, Caroline.
Right. And I don't think it's crazy at all. Are you kidding?
It's just weird.
It's got to be Greek coffee.
Oh, no, really? It's gotta be
we can make coffee. You one. If you want him to read it,
I can't read Sanka or like...
Wait. You're going to meet a guy...
Sanka, wow. It's decaffeinated.
You're going to meet a guy and he's going to be a grande.
I can feel the grande.
I always feel the best size would have been... girthé.
That's me. That's me.
Girthé. That's you? That's you're a girthé cup
I'm
of
a
coffee?
I'm a girthé guy.
He's a girthé grande.
I love going to the girthé cafe.
Cafe.
Yeah.
Girth cafe.
Girth Brooks, that's my name.
Hilarious.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
For most people, the new year means rethinking how they take care of themselves. And sometimes that means it's time to rethink how you prevent stink. Native makes it easy to switch to a personal care brand that makes all their products with simple ingredients. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're all about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. Native's coconut and vanilla-scented aluminum-free deodorant has been a customer favorite for years, and now Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine. They create products that are made with simple ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil, so you can smell great all day long. Native deodorant checks a lot of boxes. Aluminum-free, 24-hour odor protection, zero residue on skin application, and over 10 cents to choose from. 10 cents. Not 10 cents, like the money. 10 cents, as in the scent. Now is the time to treat yourself with Native. If you visit their site, you'll find not just deodorant, but body wash, bar soap, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, and sunscreen. Everything you need to take your self-care to the next level. This year, up your personal hygiene routine with Native. Go to nativedeo.com/Peters. That's nativedeo.com/Peters. Or use promo code Peters at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/Peters. Or use promo code Peters at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, so that...
Oh, I love a Virgo. Hilarious. No sound, no actual laughter, just hilarious.
Is this on?
Hilarious. Okay, I would like a cup of Greek coffee. I want you to read my
You will drink it, though, right? You have to drink it.
Okay, well, how much is it? How much
do it's I It's only this much.
Bit. Okay.
I got to read the grinds. I'll do it after.
You want one?
Okay.
Court?
Sure, I'm going to be up all night. I already drank this.
No, but it's good. It's actually Greek coffee is good for you, too. It's got.
Oh, I've heard that before. I have a baby.
Yeah.
No,
that's
he said.
How it starts,
no, that, that's yeah. The baby's.
Have another cup of Greek coffee. No,
the baby's your fault because Greek sex was in your ass.
Whoa.
Wow. Never. Very Canadian. All girls go. Not me. I was in Greece when Americans were not very popular. We get in this car. We're in Athens. The guy is smoking so much. We're in this tiny car. And he goes, "You're American?" And I'm like, "We're Canadian." And of course, Kostaki, who's Southern, is like, "We're Canadian." I'm like, "Okay, no, we're talking." And I'm like, covered in Canadian.
He speaks Greek, though, right?
A little bit. Like, para whatever. So, I can't say it. Anyway, I'm covered in like Canadian pins. And the guy goes, "You're American?" And we're like, "No, Canadian." He goes, "Do you know?" I can't do the accent. I sound like Dracula, whatever. He goes, "Do you know what oil is made of?" And I'm like, we're like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Blood! They're murderers!" And we're like, "Oh my God, we're going to be killed in this car." Oh my God. He's going on and on. He's like, "He is a murderer!" I'm like, "Oh, Jesus." And then he goes, "I want to ask you one question." I'm like, and he goes, "What is the word for the animal that pulls Santa's sled?" And I'm like, "What? Oh,
Rudolph?
Reindeer? Yes! It was bugging me all day. Anyway, they are murderers!" That's exactly what I was like. Thank you for that little break.
Greek cab drivers are weirdos, man. They know everything. If you want anything you want to talk about, getting a taxi cab in Greece, and they'll just talk to you about everything.
Yeah, but they also hate you.
They hate you too. But they're also they have all the side business. I got in a cab years ago. The guy goes, "Are you married?" I go, "No." "Okay, we'll stop by my house later. I want you to meet my niece." And we actually went by his house in Corinthos. We were going back. We went by the house. This was years ago when I was single. They wanted me to meet his niece. And it was the weirdest thing, man.
She likes Hodro.
It was so weird. Like, oh my. And
so you marry her?
You marry her. He goes, "Where are you from?" He goes, this is how Greeks date. Mm-hmm. "Where are you from? What do your parents do?"
"Yeah."
"Where do you live?" "Oh, my dad has a restaurant, this and that." "Yeah, he owns buildings?" "Yeah."
Yeah.
"Where do you live?" "Yeah." "Okay, let's go. We're going to go by my house. I want you to see my niece."
I know.
They break it down. It's like Indians. Same thing, man. They break it down.
What
money.
What do your parents do? Where are they from? What village?
Yeah, what village? What do they do? Yeah.
I was in with Kim Whitley.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, this is an astrology story. So I was with Kim Whitley. It's going to be the same bad accent, but now he's going to be Italian.
Okay.
And we were going to see the Colosseum. We were in Rome. And it with a tour guide, and they were advertised as college graduate tour guides. And we were like, "Oh, we're going to get some hot college graduate." The guy graduated from college in maybe 1954.
Right.
And like he had teeth that he went to the cosmetic dentist and said, "You know, Stonehenge, that's what I want my teeth to look like. Except each stone black and far, far away from the others. A total of 5. Like that's what it is." And so like not attractive, but had fucking swagger. Ooh. Anyway, we get in the car and he literally says, in the minivan, he goes, "I'm sorry I was late. I was fucking a woman from New Jersey. I swear to God, she had 3 holes." And we were like,
"No.
I swear to you." And we're both like visualizing like, you can see us doing the math in our heads. And she's like, "She was the best in bed I've ever had. She's so fucking crazy. Aries, April 13th. And then he says to my friend Marla, "What is your birthday, Blondie?" And she goes, "April 13th. And then he goes, "What about you?" And I'm like, "April 13th. I swear to God. Kim. Oh, he was awful to Kim. He said to her, he goes, "What? Who are you? The maid?"
Wow.
Oh, that was ugly. She
went off.
Then we get to the Colosseum. And I'm like, "Are you going to park?" He goes, "I'm not going to park. I've seen it 1,000 times. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "It's so hot. I need the air conditioning. Just run ahead and join a cruise ship." Your friend right there. So we had to be like, pretend we were like, "Hi, we're late with the tour." Just like complete.
Scam. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
There you go. That's really the bottom line here.
Bottom line.
Did the scam work? Yes.
So I want to know, did Kim go off on Homeboy?
Oh, she killed him. If you know what? Had I been able to
I would record it.
Kim,
oh.
That, by the way, Kim is very beautiful.
No, I know Kim well. Yeah.
In Italy, I've never seen men go crazier.
Crazy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She, I'm not, everywhere. And I was on like two shows at the time. I was like her publicist and Marla was like invisible. We were just, you know.
Italian men love
that. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. They were going crazy. She literally, everyone was proposing to her. It was hilarious.
Did she?
Well, you'll have to have Kim on the show. She's got some stories.
We've had Kim. I'm going to have her again.
Yeah, you asked Kim. It was me, Kim, in Rome.
Me, Kim, and Lunel.
Oh, Caroline.
Yeah, you were.
And we called you, didn't we?
Oh, I was. You're right. Yeah,
we did call you.
You, Kim, and Lunel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a fun episode. That was actually about just under a year ago. It was like February of last year, wasn't it?
I remember that.
Or was it this? Was it January?
Did you have to adjust the volume?
I love your hat.
Thanks.
Where's it from?
It's a guy named Keith and Keith James.
From where?
He's from Atlanta, but he's got a store in Beverly Hills.
It's a good.
There's some guys making some great. I don't wear hats, but Cedric, these guys.
You can pull hats. You can wear hats.
I like to show my California curl and stuff. No, I'm kidding.
His bad fucking haircut is what that is.
Don't worry about my haircut.
Why are you guys friends?
I don't know.
Is it
I think it's because
money laundering thing. Is he?
It is.
A money laundering. Yeah,
one of you was also in prison, and he just like.
You know what it is?
This is his parole officer. It's all making sense to me now. Party planner. I got it.
Most of my friends are 100%
Courtney,
black.
I don't understand. Courtney, not.
I needed one that was 57% white.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah.
I said having a 13-year-old daughter as a comedian, it's as if the heckler has followed me home. So she just called me to yell at me. I was like, okay.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Why haven't you been picking up?
You want to take some pizza home with you for her?
No, she's gonna take chocolate. She wants That's chocolate.
No, I'm not kidding. Okay,
I brought some pizza. I got cheese.
Time the chocolate has been mentioned. I opened with how beautiful his skin is. Okay, I've been at
I'm not
three times. I'm gonna go into a diabetic coma just to show you what a jerk you are.
Bill's an enabler. That's why. Yeah. For getting half some chocolate.
Eddie, can you make me a tiny cup of Greek coffee, please?
Tell Alina.
Come on, that was your job in prison. I know it. Greek coffee maker. 28 cents a day. Who knows? Like the stupidest thing in the world is like we struggle, we work, we write new jokes, yeah. All we do. And if you just buy one house and never sell it, you're fine. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yes.
But I'm not, Los Angeles is not, I don't have a bad attitude, but it's not, this is not home.
I'm with you, kid. I never feel at home here.
Never. And you know what really makes it a home is that you have a hang and you have friends. That's what LA can be. Yeah. But when you don't,
true.
It's lonely.
It's yeah. True. If you have come, some people hang out,
I want you to know you can come and hang out anytime.
Okay, thank you. AA? Is that you said? EH? That should be your. For alcoholics or Canadian. AA. Yeah.
Well, night and day from like New York, living in New York, I mean, you could just, you have friends. You
Well, New York, the thing is, New York is your date. The whole city will entertain you. You can go out and go to a comedy club. You can go to a Broadway show. You can go see your friends. You can see another human, right? Here, I actually like it because I can hear my neighbors. You know? It's just, LA is, it's just. And it's an old joke, but it's really the truth. I can't merge. So I have to leave my house in the lane that I want to end up in. I cannot do the whole cross five lanes. I can't do it.
When I moved back from New York, I had an apartment on 4th and Cloverdale.
Oh, nice. I love that. But, I almost bought a house on Cloverdale.
Yeah. So, but it was an apartment. It was from New York, and I was going back and forth. But
where did you live in New York?
43rd and 8th.
Oh, midtown-ish.
It was a brand new building. Back then, it was a two-bedroom, two-bath. This is 1987.
Wow.
So it's $3,000 a month.
It was where the process
It's $3,000 a month in 87?
87,
it was $3,000 a month.
That's a lot.
Brand new.
I know, but it's still a lot even in 87.
Two-bedroom, two-bath.
No, I know, but that's like paying fucking 10 grand now.
Almost Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, the Improv was 44th between 9th and 10th. And that's the first class. And you would go, and you'd have to, like, once a month, whatever, you'd take a number and do the lottery to go in. And I remember auditioning, and I got like a 2:30 a.m. spot eventually. And then they brought you back for like a 3 a.m. spot. I remember having like three jobs and then going home, going to bed after my three jobs and setting my alarm for 3 a.m. so I could go and do a set at the Improv.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah. And there were, I remember literally seeing a prostitute, which I'd never seen in Canada. And she was wearing like a vinyl outfit that was clear. And I was like, that's definitely a prostitute. My God, never seen one.
New York's interesting with comedy because I remember 2005, I had sold out the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Two shows. There was a line wrapped around the building. And then I went to the comic strip.
And you couldn't like get a
day or two later. And the lady said, I'll put you on. I'll give you 5 minutes. So I, at 2005, I'm 16 years in stand-up already.
And
I go on. I do my set. You know, I like to set up jokes by talking to the crowd. I get off and I go, so? She goes, well, I don't usually like my open micers talking to the audience. And I'm like, open micers? Bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, she's like, if you call in maybe a month or two, I might put you back on. I'm like, what?
What?
I just fucking sold out the Apollo Theater.
Unbelievable.
Lucian said to me when I first started, because he's owned the comic strip, he said...
Lucian was always good to me.
Yeah, he goes, well, I think you're obviously naturally funny, but I don't really see this working out as a career for you. So if you're still doing it in 2 years, come back.
Yeah, Lucian.
And I was like, I'm going to come back in 20 years and possibly buy the club.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, Lucian died.
People, yeah, he died.
He's a guy with the hands that were all screwed up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your compassionate off? Greek side coming out all over the place.
No, I remember.
It's a shame you weren't a doctor. Your hands are all screwed up. That's all fucked up. No, I don't know what's going on there.
Nice man.
Listen, I'm going to turn your ass over and read it. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with you.
Oh yeah, Edge could read the rings around your asshole too. He can.
Really good. There.
What did he have? He didn't have lupus. He had
something bad happened. He had lost his sight.
It was pretty bad. It was. Poor guy had
scleroderma.
Whatever it was, he went blind at night.
Oh my god,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was a pretty brutal death.
Okay, well I have to go.
Thanks for listening to Culturally Canceled this week.
Your next guest, college clubs, theaters all across country.
Please welcome the Doom and Gloom Report with Russell Peters.
Well, let's
following
see.
Following people have died since we last hit a program.
Shit, no kidding.
What are we, January 9th? Let's count the body god. Count's high already this year.
It's horrible.
All right, well, I don't want to end it on that note, no. So thanks for listening to this.
You say he killed, not who's been.
Yeah, yeah, right. I want to thank Caroline Ray for being here. Bill Hammond, the event planner and friend of mine.
Two four-star reviews that'll prove it.
And he's closed right
Sorry,
now.
That's for the chocolate the 15th time, okay?
And Angelo Sarukas for dropping in with some pizza.
Hey, guys.
And and then Paulie, Eddie, Courtney. Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye.
Oh, I want to close with a quote.
Oh, sorry. Bill wants to close with a quote.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oprah. Go on.
Go on, Billy.
So good luck is a residue of preparation.
Good luck is the residue of preparation?
Yes. H.
You know what? I'm the queen of inspirational quotes. That one, what? What? Good luck is the residue of what?
Preparation.
By good Jack luck Youngblood. Is the residue of preparation.
Yeah, all right.
My favorite quote is from Jack Handy from the SNL. And he said, it takes a big man to cry, but it takes an even bigger man to laugh at that man who's crying.
You know which one I like? I like this one. It says, failure is an orphan, but success has 1,000 fathers.
Failure is an orphan, but success has 1,000 fathers. Is this the part of the show where I'm just like, what?
What? You're the one with all the inspirational quotes.
Said it.
I am the queen of empty notebooks with inspirational quotes. I wouldn't buy either of those notebooks.
That's a good one, Caroline.
My grandmother told me that the pull of a woman's vagina is stronger than 1,000 horses.
Yeah.
You know what?
Wow.
I do have that notebook.
It's a fuzzy notebook.
But it's good Lord. It's hard to get into.
You got to spit on it.
You know what? Do not rub that notebook the wrong way.
Hello.
Hello.
It stiffens up, turns into a chalkboard.
And you can only write monologues in it.
That's the best way to close this one.
Thank you so much.
Can I try one more for you? Just before
no,
you...
Bill.
Oh, my God.
Bill,
okay.
You bombed once. How many times do you want to
bomb? I didn't bomb.
No. He did bomb.
Go ahead, Bill. Give us another shitty quote.
Hey, listen. I know.
Hey, Bill, use the mic
badly.
So we can really get this one on.
I know that you didn't swipe, but I'd like you to not swipe again. Go ahead.
No. Every morning I go through this little site that I get my post. So never feel guilty for setting boundaries to protect your peace. How's that one?
To protect your peace. Oh, I immediately had a P. I immediately went with P-I-E-C-E. That's hilarious. You're not getting in my peace.
So you got boundaries, yeah. Billy.
You gotta have boundaries.
Yeah.
And a piece of...
You gotta get boundaries. It's called a condom. Good night, everybody!
Mic drop. I brought pizza.
Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you like the podcast, please be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you didn't like it, go fuck yourself. And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled and Culturally RP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard kind of looks like. You don't really see what the backyard looks like. You just see where my smoking section looks like. And you could probably sneak a peek in the house, you weirdo. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about whatever you want to ask me about: hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, MMA, relationships, comedy, sex. I don't give a shit. Ask me whatever you want, and I'll do my best to answer your question. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, I'm Russell Peters.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.